Sometimes in the morning I go for a walk, and this morning, being Good Friday, I was really hoping it wouldn't be sunny. As a child, I remember the Good Fridays that were rainy and cold and dark in Western Quebec, and it felt right. And for someone who's as attuned to their senses and the weather as I am, those sunny days always drove me crazy. How could it be sunny on Good Friday? And so today as I walked, I saw a tree, not one like this, a tree with branches, a tree, a fir tree, arching its way against the gray sky. And as I often do, I pulled out my iPhone and took a quick snap of that tree, because later I will want to look at that again. I love to admire the beauty of things in nature, especially in their detail. I never want to plan it. I don't have a big camera and lots of lenses. I just want to pull out a camera and take a snap and maybe later see that it turned out into something not as beautiful as the original thing, but at least a piece of beauty to hold on to. We are like this. We love beauty. Look where you're sitting. Look around you, the color, the texture, the feel of this place. As Carolyn read the gospel, I had the privilege of looking over her, not because I'm taller, but that may have had something to do with it, but up at our middle window, which I never get to see when presiding. And it is the crucifixion, and it is beautiful. As people, we look for beauty, we long for beauty. That is what we want to see. And on my walk today, the reason I took the picture of the tree was because I didn't really want to look at what was at my feet. You know, because you probably came in the front doors today, or even the back door, and you saw some dirty gray snow. You saw cigarette butts and garbage left from all those who passed by. And that is what I saw today, half-melted snow, a bit of water that is yellow and disgusting looking on the canal. The garbage left from millions of people who came to see the beauty of this place this winter. But that is not what I wanted to see. I wanted to look for the beauty that was there, the beauty above the grayness and the dirt. Today is not a beautiful day. It is an ugly day. Our cross, which is insignificant and small in this great space, has always struck me. Often I think of a space like this needs something big and grand to hold the space. But today, something insignificant, an old tree wrapped together with some wire and a filthy piece of burlap at the bottom. It's perfect. It's perfect for the ugliness of Good Friday. Because today is the day that we remember the ugliness. But we don't focus on all of the gloriousness. We wear black. It's the only time now in the church year that you will see those of us who are at the front in black. We don't want to think about the color and the life. Instead, we think about the ugliness. And that's a struggle for us. Because who wants to think about good old Peter, who betrays Jesus not once, not twice, but three times? Who wants to think about good old Pilate, who is trying to do his best, but the political powers of his time crush him into doing what the people want, even though he knows it's not right? And who wants to think about that crowd, the crowd that we are part of, the crowd that so quickly waves palms and is gracious and exuberant and enthusiastic, and moments later turns from saying, yes, crucify Barabbas. Oh, no, let's crucify Jesus. Let's crucify the innocent one. And who wants to think on this day of Jesus, the ugliness of what happened to him, the ugliness of someone who was changing the world, changing the world for better, turning everything upside down, so much so that he was nailed to a cross. And yet, in all of this ugliness, like the fading winter snow, there is great beauty. There is great beauty, because it is in the ugliness, when we strip away everything, that we are left with what God created. We are left with ourselves, stripped back and barren and insignificant, and yes, sometimes feeling very alone. But we know that we are not, because this is the day when we know that God lived through all of that, died through all of that for us first. And so when we leave this place and we go back to looking for the beauty, it is important for us to remember that this is a place of ugliness and a place of truth and a place where we are most accepted in our lives, in all of those places, when we betray, when we deny, when we do our best and it's not good enough. So this is the day of great beauty. No wonder we make beautiful windows and wear beautiful clothes and have gorgeous adornments, because it all rests on today. It all rests on someone giving up their life for us. It all rests on God becoming as insignificant and walking the path of life as we do each and every day. And so today, perhaps before I leave, I might take a picture of the ugliness to remind me of the beauty.